8:41 on the Mornings with Ed show, and I mentioned this yesterday, and you've been hearing it on some of the 20-minute updates, is that Gelson's from 7 to 8 a.m. is seniors only, and I think that's a pretty cool move there. So from 7 to 8 a.m. in the morning, you got to be 65 and over to shop at Gelson's, and then after 8 a.m., they're welcoming the rest of Laguna Beach there, but an opportunity for the seniors to shop in a safer environment. As they are in a high-risk category. So again, Gelson's from 7 to 8 a.m. And I want to mention grocery stores specifically now, because I know that and I know you've walked into the grocery stores and seen what it looks like. Empty shelves, people crazily filling up their shopping carts with whatever and everything, and, you know, just panic buying. And I'd spoken with a friend yesterday who hadn't been to the grocery store in a couple of weeks, went to go get some toilet paper, and there was no toilet paper. And immediately it struck her. It struck, wow, this is a bad situation. This is like Armageddon here. But, you know, I want you to be comfortable with the fact that the supply chain, it's being tested right now, but every link in that supply chain is solid, with the exception of the delivery times for grocery stores. Here's what I'm getting at. Let's just take, for instance, Ralph's here in town. Ralph's gets a couple of deliveries per week in normal weeks, a couple of deliveries per week. They'll unload the two big trucks or whatever, and then you're good. You're good to go. Well, because of the panic buying, because people have been literally filling their shopping carts, they're obviously, the shelves are emptying, and Ralph's didn't plan for more deliveries. So at the warehouses, there's still a ton of stuff. We're not out of toilet paper. We're not out of cleaning supplies. So they're still there. It's just a matter of the grocery stores themselves organizing better and getting more and more frequent deliveries. That way the shelves are kept full. So instead of the two trucks per week, we're now in the panic situation, obviously. We'd be looking at six trucks per week, for instance. And that's what's happening. So don't be afraid that, you know, I especially want to talk to some of the people that have called here, very much afraid that we're running out of things. Well, we're not. Though the supply chain is being tested, it's passing the test. Every link in the chain, down to the warehouses, there is enough. It's just from the panic buying. So I wanted you to keep that in mind as we move along in this